It's 12:02 a.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. This is the episode for Monday, July 13th. This is the Hidden Node. Hey, everybody. So yesterday's episode seemed to post successfully, so we have broken the temporary curse. So we're going to cover what we covered on Saturday's attempt. Saturday, I was playing some Grand Theft Auto with some friends, and had a interesting experience. Unlike previous Grand Theft Autos, Grand Theft Auto 5 is built around the concept of a quasi-MMO experience, in that you're able to join pretty massive sessions in the entire world of GTA 5, and in general, interact with a lot of players at once, do quests, earn money, gain levels, that typical MMO stuff, in kind of a more modern setting, not unlike, now I'm flaking on the name of that kind of knockoff MMO they had a few years ago that was super customizable, but crashed a lot of people. I will remember as soon as I start recording. But the problem with the game is that it has a lot of hackers. A lot of people who will exploit the system, introducing weapons and mods that are not exactly friendly to other users. But sometimes the hackers are generous, which begs a question of video game ethics and morality, in that part of the game is that not only can you buy the game itself and get a certain amount of money for free, but you are also able to buy game cards that give you in-game money. Now, this isn't a huge amount of money, unless you start talking like 100 US for 8 million in-game currency. I should note this currency transfer is one way. You can buy fake money from them, but you cannot sell fake money to them or other players to make real money. But hackers have developed a way, and I guess I should say scripters more than hackers, because it's more of a script than an actual hack, have developed a way to change what a weapon shoots out. Instead of bullets, it shoots out sacks of $40,000. This creates a problem, because it begs the question of theft. Theft versus copyright. Because at no point is a good being stolen, nor is access not being granted that was already not granted in the first place. But from having a hacker give a large sum of money in a short period of time, they effectively undercut Rockstar's ability to sell these shark cards, as they're called. This lies the ethical moral question, in that I took not part intending to gain money from the exercise. Rather, money was thrust upon me by a hacker. When you are standing there taking a shot to shoot someone with a rocket, their bus does not explode, and in their attempt to return fire to you, instead of you being hit by bullets, you're hit by sacks and sacks of money. What is the appropriate response to that? I can't get rid of the money unless I give myself something. The only real money sinks is to buy stuff for your vehicles and perhaps trade it off to something else. But in the end, it's really hard to just get rid of money without gaining something in return. That is a problem. But at the same time, this problem occurs because... At the same time, this problem occurs because Rockstar has not created an environment safe for malicious code such as this. Instead, it is an environment where such hacks can go unnoticed, and these individuals can run these scripts without nary a problem. So, what do you do when you're a user who's not hacking? Well, I assume you could provide evidence if you took time to record something ahead of time, but what if you don't have it? What are you going to do? Say, hey, Rockstar, I got extra money from maybe these guys? I'm not sure, because I really didn't, because there was a bus of 15 individuals, and only one of them was returning fire with, but I don't know who. You see the dilemma. It's a matter of the place is not policed, and nothing was actually stolen, although a potential sale was harmed. It's odd. It's strange. It's an ethical concern, because it's not right, me as a user, to take the money, to willingly seek out this money. That's wrong. It's a breach of contract, or at least terms of service, with Rockstar. I should not be trying to gain the money that way. But at the same time, what am I to do with the money I already have? This is an interesting situation. So, needless to say, I now own a Hydra jet, which is the GTA 5 version of a Harrier, a attack helicopter, and three of the most expensive cars. I may have spent the money that I was given, because I had it. This is definitely a ethical gray area I have landed in. So, what do you think? What do you guys think? You know? I definitely think it's ethically wrong to give yourself money when you are supposed to either earn it through in-game action or earn it through purchasing it as they permit. Creating it through hacks and glitches is clearly an exploit to the system, but it's an exploit they let in. An exploit they've had to deal with for, several weeks now, several months now, but has still not been resolved. So, let me know what you think, but I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.